Excuse me, you sir suck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
One key to understanding a foreign culture is its pornography. Every culture produces its own peculiar sexual imagery, as distinct as its cuisine.
Right.
As you can see, Brazil's imagery tends towards zoophilia, while Italy favors nuns and priests. In England, one often sees depictions of the stern headmistress, wankers and spankers. While in the Far East, it's soft flage and light bondage.
You've amassed an impressive collection.
Thank you. Only what I've been able to afford from my own savings. But sometimes I'm amazed anything has survived. The Library of Congress has a policy of destroying whatever it considers too erotic. The loss to science has been incalculable. There's plenty of time to take your sex histories before dinner. Who'd like to go first?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
But listen to this. And Freakin' and I looked for this animal many, many times. Here's the headline. Beaver spotted in New York City for the first time in 200 years. A beaver spotted in New York City in Bronx Park. First time on record since the early 1800s. A beaver actually has been seen in Bronx Park.
Isn't that incredible?
Can I ask you how many times Freakin' and I looked for a beaver in Bronx Park? And never saw it. Never! 200 years later, beaver shows up.
It's just too funny.
Idiots, because they choose to be. Don and Mike.
Thank you.
You poor, pathetic, deluded bonehead.
Simon likes us, right?
I like you, though. I like you both.
Is that true?
That answer is true.
Duh.
Ba-ba-bum. I warned people about Ambien. I almost drove off a cliff.
Jackson.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Don and Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, my brother had that same thing happen to him where with getting impacted, he had diverticulitis.
Oh, yeah.
I've had that.
Mike and I know about that.
Yeah, right. Sure. Russ and I have both had that.
His intestines actually ended up rupturing, and they had to cut them open.
Happened to me.
That same thing happened to Buzz.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, what they did...
just a little courtesy, a little politeness. I just said, you said his intestines ruptured. I said, the same thing happened to Buzz. And you could at least acknowledge that Buzz almost died.
Buzz himself said that it happened to him.
Yes.
That's horrible. I'm glad you didn't, Buzz.
It is. So yeah. I know what that's like.
All right, that's thanks horrible. For the call. Bye-bye.
And now so does your friend or brother.
Bye!
You know, I understand he wants to tell his story, but
yeah,
at least acknowledge that someone here had the exact same thing happen.
See, a lot of times we say stuff and we're joking,
right?
And we get mad when people don't know the backstory to know, you know, when we talk about Buzz's colon blowing
Buzz's
up.
Buzz's exploding colon was a huge part of this show.
I mean, he did the show for the better part of, like, 2 months, seriously, from his bed at in his house, and he had a colostomy bag. I'm not kidding.
I wore a bag for,
and
like,
you've
three
been
months.
Replaced.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Not lately.
And you've been repaired, and they repaired you without a belly button.
That's right. I'm like that Kyle XY or whatever. I have no belly button. Okay,
which means, technically, when a man doesn't have a belly button, he can make children.
Get the story straight, okay? Buzz has had it. We know all about the procedure.
Exactly.
Are you ready for the latest from American Idol?
Sure.
The rap sheet. The first American Idol contestant this year who's got a rap sheet.
Oh.
they normally don't have to wait very long.
You would be surprised. It was from two nights ago.
Okay.
You know the Courtship of Eddie's Father guy?
Yeah.
The single dad, the widower?
Yeah.
Right. Well, let me see. He was arrested for having a concealed handgun just a few months ago.
Well, he came from a tough part of town, right? Is this the guy that had the son?
It's this guy, the guy with the kid, the guy with the little kid.
It makes sense because when they asked him about his late wife or the mother of his baby, you know, he said How did he put it?
He said
she was at the wrong place at the wrong time doing with the wrong people.
And I think he said something like he turned his life around.
Yeah, so he's obviously had a history.
It's coming out now. I think the American Idol people by this time certainly know the background of these people.
I'm sure. Yeah.
But you're gonna hear that. There's something else that you might hear. Have you heard about Reese Witherspoon?
That bitch!
Seriously, Reese, you need the high hard one. She says that actresses that get naked in movies, hold on, I want to get the quote here because she's just
amazing. Are great?
No. She says, quote, actresses who take their clothes off objectify themselves. I'm flabbergasted by how many legitimate actresses do it. I'm a role model. Hollywood is one of those endless competitions. Well, I guess.
Any reason why she's getting why she got the big D, the big divorce?
Well, I guess she's not seen the movie Twilight.
Is she naked?
Well, check it out.
Nicely so.
More than just a little naked.
Wow.
And that's.
Hey, those aren't bad.
Less than 10 years ago.
Those aren't bad at all.
Not bad.
So I guess she's.
Hey, was Paul Newman in the movie?
Why is that?
Looks like it.
Because it's a picture of Paul Newman.
Yeah.
And oh yeah, you know what? That you're right. Mm-hmm. That is a Paul Newman movie. You're right.
Now, Twilight.
Yes.
Newman's Own.
I don't remember her. There's another Paul Newman movie.
The Password though is Perky.
Oh yeah. And Peanut Butter Cup. Mm-hmm. Really, she's got the areolas to die for.
Very, very.
She should
very
just
nice.
Shut up about girls.
That bitch.
Getting naked in movies.
Yeah. Why the whole objectify thing when your breasts look that great?
Right.
That's the whole American thing too. In Europe, they laugh at us for that.
Because honey, when we can go to MrSkin.com and see your bush and see your boobs, you shouldn't be yelling about other people.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very
hard. See the latter.
And here's good news for you, Mike.
Yeah. All right. Keep looking.
News for Mike O'Mara to feel better about Mike O'Mara.
I need it. Every day I need
every
it.
Every square inch of my glorious naked body.
Well, I do.
Rush Limbaugh has a new girlfriend.
Okay.
Rush Limbaugh is 57.
Mm-hmm.
She is 31. Do you beat him?
26 years.
She's 26 years younger.
Yeah, beat him by 5 years.
Hey, there you go.
He's got a 5 year younger, you know, 5 year bigger age difference than I do.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. You know, and after coming out of the lodge with all the guys kind of looking at Carla, that makes me feel a little bit better.
It should.
There you go, my friend.
It truly does. And way to go, Rush.
And who is she? God, she's just another piece of ass.
Has to be a very smart woman, I'm guessing.
Well, he did have the cable news anchor. She wasn't that dumb.
That's apparently not.
She is director of VIP relations for the South Florida Super Bowl host committee.
Well, there you go.
Her job.
Sounds like an appointed job.
Sounds like she sucks a lot of, you know what.
It really sounds like she got put into that position by somebody in power.
Her job involves showing visiting NFL owners her snatch.
Thank you.
Her job involves showing NFL owners and the Tom Cruises of the world a good time when the Super Bowl rolls into Miami next year.
What a cherry gig that is. Well,
literally.
Wait a minute, but that's her job?
Yep.
Her job, what, for one game?
For a year, a lot of times, the town that gets the Super Bowl the next year, they already have a committee working on the crap to get it all done.
So she's an Arizona chick?
I don't know. No, she's working in Miami because the Super Bowl.
Next year.
It's next year's Super Bowl.
Ah, what a cherry. How much work is required for that?
I think she just has to just open her mouth and suck.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Limbaugh, this is one of the hotels where you'll be staying, and I'd like to show it. No. Is there a chance that I'm very tired after my long drive from my studio in Palm Beach? Is there a chance that you could assist me out of these oversized trousers that have begun to wedgie-ize me? Yes, that's it. Just enough material to make me breathe. Listen, you work for the committee, don't you? Is there a chance that before long we could get some baby blues? Just a tiny bit of OxyContin would really make this junket, this press junket, more palatable.
She's hot, though.
Is there a picture?
Yep. She's blonde. She's blonde from a bottle.
Must be the money.
Bottle blonde.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
You don't think
that's God. Now, now, look, I'm not for one second saying that I look like Rush, but this picture disturbs me.
How so?
Do people see this when they see me kissing Carla? Hey, Don just nodded his head. He's a friend, Buzz.
He is.
He's an honest friend. Uh-huh. Well, there's nothing I can do. I'm in love. I'm in love with her.
Right.
I am passionately in love with her.
What are you
we have been
do?
Together 4 years. We will be together much longer than that, up to the time that I pass, that I die. And I feel, but that picture, why do you have to show me that picture?
You asked.
That picture sucks.
You asked.
That's what people say. I got to lose more weight. I really do. I'm going to lose more weight. I'm going to dye all my hair. All of it.
All of it.
All of it. All of it. I'm not, I don't have a significant amount of gray down there, though.
Thank goodness.
But, no, the chest hair has gone, gone silver a little bit to a certain extent.
Well, I'm sure Carla likes that. It's like being with Santa Claus.
Now, that's not kind. That is an unkind thing to say because you say it with your lovely, like, squinty, mocking, happy eyes.
Like being with Aristotle and
Ass. I didn't say yes out loud.
I know. But you nodded with vigorously, and I had to say,
no,
yes, you're agreeing.
This is vigorous. My bobblehead. That was just a little, like, maybe kind of a picture of you and Carla.
Like
maybe.
Being with Cesar Romero.
Cesar Romero, Carla. Come to the marriage bed.
He dresses like you do, though. I mean, he wears the
he dressed.
The, like, he wears like the golf.
Who are you talking? Are you talking about Rush Limbaugh dresses like me? That's where I draw the line.
Hold on. Most days, don't you wear like that golf pullover thing?
No, most days I wear jeans. I wear Western boots sometimes,
and no shirt.
shut up.
You know what?
Don't pile on.
You had a golf pullover yesterday. Don't be so defensive.
I had a golf pullover with jeans. That's not like that outfit. He looks like Zorro in that outfit.
Listen, not
he looks like a fat Zorro.
Not to split hairs.
Yes.
But yesterday you didn't have jeans on.
And today I don't have jeans on.
I
dress like this all the time.
But right. A lot of times. Listen, I don't see.
I ran out of clean jeans.
I will not be offended if you say I wear a Packers sweatshirt all the time. I said you wear golf pullovers. That's it. That's all.
Yeah, but you were saying you were comparing me to Rush Limbaugh.
He's wearing a golf pullover in that picture, I believe.
I threw the picture away. No, what he's wearing is... No, he's not wearing... I'm sorry. I'm getting the picture back out now. For the sake of argument, I am getting the picture.
I thought it looked like he had like a simple like Nike golf pullover thing.
Does he still have that cigarette box on his head that helps him hear?
That whole thing about him
it's
being
not
deaf,
a golf pullover.
It was a joke.
It's like a Kiana black silk shirt. That's what it looked. Look at that shirt.
Oh, all right.
That's nowhere near. I don't dress like
that's
that.
That's Rush's shirt.
Yes, you do.
I do not dress like that.
If you go to O'Mara's website, you could see about a million pictures of Mike dressed just like this. He has a black untucked shirt on. That is even more your outfit than the
It's my summertime outfit.
Than the golf.
No, you may not.
Because I'm going to come to your. I'm going to come to your defense.
No one has to come to his defense. I'm not tearing him down. He's my buddy.
I do not like to be compared to Rush Limbaugh.
The last time Mike bought a black silk shirt like that, he hated it and gave it to me.
I did.
And that's true.
I did. I bought it.
He bought it.
You know where I bought it? You'll love this. You know where I bought it?
Where?
L.A., baby.
He bought it from Dom DeLuise's tailor.
I remember this.
And you said, I hate this shirt. This is a fat guy's shirt.
It is.
You just have to face it. You're going to be compared to Rush Limbaugh because he has a younger girlfriend.
Yeah, I know.
And so do you.
Look, when you're in that situation, you deal with it. You deal with it. You deal with it.
It must be difficult.
Can I say seriously? It's not difficult when I'm doing this. Right. When I'm doing this, it's fun. Uh-huh. Really, it's fun. You know when it's difficult?
When?
I'm serious. It is difficult when you're out and about, when you're walking around. You know, like, did I tell you about the cops, the Boston cops that we went to the game with?
Right. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, did I say that story on the air?
Tell us again.
All right. I'm at a Red Sox game. It's a Yankee game, in the middle of the summer. And I'm sitting there with these Boston cops having a great time. We're drinking beers and we're really, really enjoying the game. And I know people, especially at a sporting event, will look at Carla and me and they'll speculate, that, you know, and the mind will race and all that. And I can deal with that. I've dealt with it a long time. But even then, I'm laughing with these guys and, you know, thinking I'm kind of one of the boys as I, you know, there's no. And Carla goes out to get a beer out on the concourse. And we were talking about something. He said, I got a funny story to tell you about that guy. And then there's this pause, and he says, I'll wait till your granddaughter comes back. And it wasn't just the joke, but the whole section started to laugh.
Yeah, but you know what that is? That's jealousy.
But it's what you deal with, and it's very unique. But it was that, you know, because the whole thing when they go, and I, you know what? And I, at this point, I laugh with them. I laugh too.
Well, that's sure, you get to go home and see her naked. Of course,
exactly. That's what this is about.
I know
you're very lucky. And that's
but here's the hypocrisy of me. I know that I have what I like to think of as a very solid relationship, a very good woman, very good relationship. I look at that Rush Limbaugh, I say dirty old man. And that's what people are saying there. He nods his head. Dirty, but I'm not a dirty old man. No. I have a girlfriend that happens to be younger than me. That's very all fond. It is, and I am in love with her, and I don't care.
And she
that's
with
all
you.
I have to say. Love you, Carla. I love you, even when the cop said granddaughter. I loved you, and I don't look like that. I certainly don't have that hairline that he's got. You know, the Rush Limbaugh hairline.
I couldn't
the
even
Orson
see his hair.
Welles hair that he has.
That's true.
Don't possess that. Thank God.
Okay.
Thank God for that.
Anyway, he's got a new girlfriend. How about that?
Isn't that something? Good for him, and she's got a, you know, kind of a cushy job.
She does.
Very sexy, sexy lady. A sexy lady.
Dirty old man. Old perv.
You know what? If you ever get mad at me, you can call me Dom. Not Don. Dom.
Dirty old man.
Yep.
No need. No need, Mike.
Carla and I talk quite often, Don, about the fact that that we do plan to be together for a very long time. And
for the next 10 years of your life?
Well,
and that's about all you've got left.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Until the end of your life.
Yeah, we talk about
the next 10 years.
We talk about the end of my life. And due to the age difference, when she will still be a vital young woman.
Yeah.
You know, even, you know, and, if I'm lucky, knock on wood, she's 27 right now. And I will say that by the end of my life, she might be in her mid-30s, and, you know, she talks about, you know, wheeling me around, and she jokes about it now,
I think you're kidding. I think you're selling yourself short.
Mm-hmm.
I think Carla will only maybe be 40 when you die.
Okay, I appreciate that.
I'm giving you 13 more years.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
13 more quality years.
But still, no matter what the age is that she ends up, there will be the caretaker phase.
Yeah, the Larry Flint.
There will be the caretaker phase.
Mike,
mm-hmm.
Do you need me to change you?
Of course, I'll lie about that.
Well, you are. Well, what am I you saying?
I'll lie even, about
you
that.
Are, you already do.
You already crap your pants anyway. You just did it on your vacation.
Yeah, but that was by choice.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Got two words for Mike.
Yeah, what?
Dennis Hoff.
Dennis Hoff? What do you mean, Dennis Hoff?
What's that about?
He works at he's a cat. He runs a cat house, you cow. Don't talk about my lady like
he's
that.
A pimp.
Son of a bitch. I'm not a pimp, and I'm not surrounded by women.
Hold on. Why would you say that to Mike?
Oh, she hung up.
Of course she hung up.
I'll never know.
That bitch!
Go squeeze the zit on the end of your buttock.
She wants to be another one of your girls.
Todd and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Mike. Half your age plus 7 is the minimum age for when it gets creepy.
Half my age.
All right,
plus
is Carla?
7.
Is Carla? Half
wait, wait, wait!
Age?
Give me the formula again, please.
Half your age plus 7.
Half my age.
So you're
22.
48. You're 48.
7, 29. 8, 9, 29. I'm 2 years. I'm 2 years into creepy. I'm 2 years creepy.
Right, creepy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. 2 years. I buy that.
That's
I'm 2 years
bad.
Creepy.
Creepy.
Found that out at the water park.
Just the right amount of
2 years.
We'll make
creepy.
It feel really good for you, hon.
Creepy.
Well, good job on you guys. God bless you both.
Right.
I like rape.
God bless you, sir.
Sure God bless you real good. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I wanted to ask Mike if Carl was also a fan of the Boston anal socks.
I'm sorry, I have no answer for that. He's effectively stopped the show.
Uh-huh.
The Boston anal socks?
Anal socks.
Yeah.
Is that a very long way to get to a very specific answer about sexuality? Certain things I don't even talk about.
Good for you.
Seriously. Certain things stay, you know, what happens down there stays down there. It's my motto. Always has been. But as as many people... As I lift my hand up, as many people, Don.
I love when you lift your hand, because I just wait for you to say, the aristocrats! Like, that's the only ending you got.
Right. As
people ask me, Mike O'Mara, about anal.
Quite often people do address me regarding my sexual philosophy, and I must say that the one standard line that I've always used, and I say it loudly from the highest mountaintop,
yes.
There are no barriers. Thank you.
Well,
Thank you all very much.
What can Brown do for you, Charlie?
Charlie? I see, Charlie. What? Experimentation is the spice of life.
That's what right. have we here? Who's been in the pudding?
Well, what have we here?
I'm having the extra big slice of chocolate cake, Dad.
You look nothing like Rush Limbaugh from this angle.
Yes, Orson. Orson Welles.
Oh, Christ. Whew. Our savior. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.